8:36 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday, but not much longer. We're into our final half hour of your morning connection today. But we can't let the time get away from us on a Friday without taking a look back over the past week. It's the Tri-County Insider Week in Review. And that, of course, means Bronson is here. Mm-hmm. He has joined us in the studio at Connect FM. Bronson Rasmussen, the news director for Priority Media. And Bronson, mm-hmm. it is good to see you this morning.
I know. It's nice to be back. I missed it so much in here this week that I had to come back on this Friday.
Yeah, Bronson, of course, holding down the fort a couple of days earlier this week, and I appreciate that very much. And we might as well give a sneak preview. You're going to be doing that again on Monday.
That's from the sounds of things, yeah.
So prepare yourselves for Bronson Rasmussen, the host of Your Morning Connection. Well, Bronson, it's been quite an interesting week in Tri-County mm-hmm. Insider News. And I would venture to say I already know what the top story is going to be because we headed into the weekend with a big event that took place mm-hmm. in Dubois and across the country with the big protests that were taking place over the weekend. So am I correct to assume that that was the top story?
You are correct on that. That is the top story of the week, of the month, and quite possibly for quite a few months at this point. It garnered a lot of attention, of course, with this protest that was held nationally, hundreds of them. I believe there was also one in our area in Punxsutawney. And if I remember correctly, I might have heard Clearfield.
Clearfield, yes.
I don't remember correctly on that one.
It is. There was one in Clearfield as well. And of course, mm-hmm. As you said, garnered a lot of attention.
Yes.
So I would think that not only was it the top story, but probably the most interacted mm-hmm. with story as well.
It was. For this one here in Dubois, there were between, it, from my count, 200 to 400 people. And they were lined up along multiple intersections on where the Dubois sign is, where 219 and 255 meet, as well as going down 219 by the city park. Mm-hmm. So there were a bunch of people there holding up signs, chanting for this national protest, the No Kings protest. This was, for a lot of people's beliefs, that the current powers, mainly President Trump, is taking it to extremist actions.
So were there any other competing stories for top honors this week as far as top stories are concerned?
We do have another one that got quite a bit that came out last Friday, and it has to deal with skill games in Dubois. Now, 11 skill games locations within the municipality are now facing legal actions. This includes for three of them actually being prosecuted. Okay. One of which we've talked about on multiple occasions, 333 West Long Avenue, which we had previously reported, had opened without any authorization from the city. Mm-hmm. In fact, they said that they cannot open it and rezone that place as a skill games location. So
it
now
continues to remain open.
It still is. So now they're facing actual legal repercussions, including fines, fees, all of that. And if these places continue to stay in operation and continue to go against the zoning ordinances that are against them, they will continue to get all these fees, and it will continue that way until it sounds like they are either feed too much that they have to close, or they'll just continue to pay these very high amounts to mm-hmm. the city, I believe it was.
Okay. And I guess a lot of that hinges on how much money they're pulling mm-hmm. in there, whether it makes it easy for them to just go ahead and keep paying the fines.
In theory, it shouldn't. And that's why they're doing it the way that they are.
Exactly.
But you can't be for certain with that.
That's for sure. So in our review of the past week, the news stories, of mm-hmm. course, we already talked about the fact that last weekend's protest garnered mm-hmm. the most attention and had the story that was most interacted with.
Yep.
Any others coming up close to that?
One that's been a constant in the news for the past few weeks and probably will for the next couple is everything going on with the Dubois, New City of Dubois' budget.
Mm-hmm.
The latest one this week that garnered a lot of attention was us explaining why your taxes may indeed be going up during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was a thing with consolidation that your taxes would go down or something, like they wouldn't go up.
Mm-hmm.
However, now, looking at the budget, the new municipality is going to be almost $1 million in the negatives.
Right.
So they got to come up with that difference somewhere.
Yeah.
So looking at the tax history of both Dubois and Sandy Township, they haven't raised their taxes since around 2009. So with that on top of things like property values not bringing in as much, not as much economic growth right now, something needs to happen, and that could be a rise in taxes.
And there also needs to be a look towards possible cuts as well, mm-hmm. to make the budget balance. All right. Let's do this, Bronson. I like this part of the week in review. This is a chance for you to regale us with your choice of the top story of the week.
All right, yeah. The one I have was at the end of last week as well, and it's with an anniversary in Dubois. The Western Pennsylvania Police Athletic League, or WPAL,
okay. Yeah.
They celebrated 10 years.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing program for youth in the area to be able to release their energy or have a safe place to go to. And it's quite the service, and are expecting a lot more in the next 10 years and to be here forevermore.
Well, let me say, Bronson, great pick. That was a great choice for Bronson's choice on Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review. So, hey, we'll get back together on Halloween.
That's next Friday.
And we'll have a spooky Week in Review. How's that?
Why not?